Well, coming up very soon will be another annual Iowa Women in Agriculture Conference. The 16th annual, as a matter of fact. It's been going on for quite a bit of time now. And they'll be getting together here in central Iowa to visit about a number of important topics. We're going to talk about that opportunity here this morning. Deb Schuler is with us this morning from here in Atlantic. She has been a board member of that organization for quite some time and been involved in leadership there. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you, Jim.
What got you involved in this organization in the first place?
Well, I was looking for opportunities to learn more about agriculture and ways to network with women in the industry, and I ran across this conference early on and went to it and was very impressed with the knowledge level that was there and what I was able to learn from the ladies that I talked to during the conference, and had asked if there were opportunities to get on the board, and a couple years later there was. And here I am.
So kind of blind faith. You saw something that sounded interesting, went, and once you had a chance to experience it, I want to be a part of this.
It's exactly the way it happened.
Really? Well, that's good advice then for folks who are a good experience, a good lesson for folks who might want to get involved in something like that now. Why is it still important to have events like this?
Well, there's just so much information. You know this firsthand from what you do for a living, Jim. There's just information overload anymore in our industry, and to try to assimilate all of that, I just don't have the time and the wherewithal to do that. So it's great to go to a conference once a year to listen to experts in their respective fields that can tell me the things that I've been wondering about, and then walk away with solutions to some of my problems and answers to some of my questions and resources that I can reach out to, you know, moving forward. I know who to contact then if I've got questions coming up.
Sure. Now, frankly, a lot of this information could probably be found somewhere online if you did the research, but there's no changing out the opportunity to be able to face-to-face with folks who are active and involved and know this material.
Exactly. Exactly.
And it's kind of nice you probably didn't do this last year?
No, we did it remote, so we are very much looking forward to being face-to-face with everyone this year.
Yep. They've got to throw that in every time this year on everything that we do. It's nice to get back face-to-face again because you really miss out on something.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, otherwise, it's just another Zoom meeting, and, you know, we've had enough of those.
Exactly.
Time to get back together again. This is coming up in the early part of August. Talk a little bit about what folks will find if they attend.
Well, it's a two-day event, Jim. August 4th on Wednesday is our pre-conference tour, Iowa State University Poultry Science Farm and the Iowa State University Horticulture Research Station. So we'll do those from 1 to 4, and then we go later on to the winery in Ames. So we're looking forward to having Katie Olthoff, co-founder of Chop Local, who is going to be welcoming us to the reception, and we'll have some good food, and we'll get a chance to select some wines to taste, and it'll be a good way to kick off the two-day event. And then on Thursday, we are at the FFA Enrichment Center in Ankeny all day long, and I'm looking forward to many of the sessions. One in particular I'm looking forward to this year, Jim, is I've always watched on Market to Market Sue Martin, but I've never had the opportunity to meet her in person. She's the CEO of Ag and Investment Services, and she's going to be speaking about taking emotion out of marketing.
Very good. You've got a pretty aggressive schedule on Thursday. There are a lot of sessions.
We do have. We're going to be covering climate trends, outlooks, and we're going to be talking about so many things. Financing, we've got Angie Trepto with Farm Credit Services of America talking about the four A's of managing our financial operations. And then we've got Amanda Radke is going to be closing out the day. And she's a fifth generation South Dakota rancher. And she's going to be talking about how women in ag, how we can be using our strongest voices.
How is this conference going to, let's see how I want to phrase this. This particular conference is for women in agriculture. Mm-hmm. So how will it be presented differently than if folks just went to any conference on agriculture? Is this more specific to some of the things that women will encounter?
Yes, it seems like some of the challenges and successes that are unique to women is mm-hmm. kind of what we highlight, and we have all women presenters, and it's typically mostly all women in the audience too, so we have a great opportunity to learn from somebody in maybe another part of the state that has answers to the challenges that we might be dealing with right here and vice versa.
Well, and you know, decades ago when we thought about women in agriculture, largely we were talking about the farm wife.
Right.
Now it's the farm operator.
Yes, yes. Farm operator, agribusiness professional, the women in agriculture in this day and age wear many, many hats.
Absolutely, and have to. And not
to.
Just because their husband passed away or got injured or something. They're starting farms. They
yes.
are starting operations.
Yes.
And there are opportunities out there.
Lots of opportunities. That's one of the things we want to highlight when we have our face-to-face conference this year.
It seems like anytime I talk to anyone these days involved in agriculture, I mean anywhere from across the spectrum, from extension to the actual farm producers out there, the need is really great when it comes to recruiting people to get into the farming business. We've got an entire generation of farmers. We talked about it for a long time. Who's going to take their place when they decide to get out because they are, they want to retire? And mm-hmm. it's a big issue, and there's
it
a
is.
Big door wide open right now for women in that area.
Yes, and we have some vendors that are also going to be there Thursday, August 5th, and one of them talks about beginning farmer loans and those types of things, and one of them talks about cover crops and those sorts of things. So there's a lot of opportunities and just different opportunities within our industry that you can go right into, because we're retiring way more people than we're replacing.
Mm-hmm.
So who's going to be feeding us 10 years from now, 20 years from now, 30 years from now?
Well, we talk so much about all the variables in agriculture, the weather, the markets, all these kinds of things that can happen to change the pace and change how it will roll out year to year, season to season. But you know, for someone who's not directly involved in the business, maybe didn't grow up on a farm, mm-hmm. learn from mom and dad,
right.
How do I even get started? What do I do? What are the pitfalls? What do I need to look out for? I mean, it can be overwhelming.
It can be overwhelming. And if somebody's out there asking those questions, this is a perfect place for them to get their toes dipped into that pond, so to speak, and find out some of those answers and reach out to some people that have started or maybe are helping start people now in the industry.
You bet. Well, you've got these presentations. I assume there'll be time for questions and answers.
Absolutely. We allow about 10, 15 minutes at the end of each session for that.
Plenty of chance then for you to get involved and find out and get your specific questions answered then too. Well, let's talk a little bit more about getting set up then for the conference. Who can go?
Anyone can go. If you need... you can register online, and it's $50 up until August 2nd, and that's at www.iowawomeninag.org. Or if you want a paper registration, you can stop by our office at Smith Land Service Company in Atlantic, 10 West 6th Street, and I've got some paper registrations, and we can send it in that way. Or if you don't know your schedule, because a lot of times we don't in the summer and things change, sometimes you find out you're available last minute and didn't think you were going to be, we are taking registrations at the door for $70. So that's okay. Also, we can, you know, if your plans change and you find out you can come, we'd still love to have you.
It's a pretty reasonable price.
It is.
For everything you're going to get and the access you're going to have to these people.
For that's sure. Awesome. And we couldn't do it without our great sponsors.
Absolutely. Well, and you've also, again, as you mentioned earlier, it's a kind of a two-day event. You've got the Wednesday, August 4th, which is kind of a meet and greet kind of a thing. That's primarily for the day. And then Thursday, August 5th is when the real meat of the conference will be happening. So, you know, if for whatever reason Wednesday doesn't work well for you, not a problem.
Not a problem. And if you can come Wednesday but not Thursday, that works too. So if you can't commit to 2 days, that's no problem. Come either or day. We'd
You'll
love
still
to
pick
have you.
Something up.
Absolutely.
Still pick something up. All right. Very good. And if hotel is available as well, all this information is online.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. They can find out more. I've got a copy of the application form here in my hands. It's really small. It's really simple. It's name, address, phone number, check a box or two, and that's
yep.
about it.
Won't take you long to fill out at all.
Pretty simple. Take you longer to write the check.
Yep.
But it won't be painful because it's a small check.
That's
so
right.
It's good. All right. Very good. And follow up, there'll be plenty of materials and things to take home after this?
Yes, and access to PowerPoint presentations and people's contact information, and you bet, and you'll walk away with a packet of information from each presenter. So yes, lots of material that you can study when you get home.
Very good. And did we mention wine and cheese? Yeah, I think we did.
We did.
There's that too.
So. There's always that.
Excellent. Well, find out more and see what maybe you're missing. Fill in some of those gaps in knowledge or get those questions answered that you have been stewing over for a while. This is a great opportunity to do that in a relaxed setting there. So again, that event coming up Wednesday, August 4th and Thursday, August 5th, the 16th Annual Iowa Women in Agriculture Conference. Take advantage. See if that's something that would benefit you. Deb, thanks for coming in. Appreciate it. Good luck.
Thank you, Jim.